church knows that by now, right? I'd like you to find your Bible and turn to Genesis chapter 1. It's going to take me just a moment to get there. Genesis chapter number 1. We have come back tonight to our topical series. I'm still praying about an Old Testament book. What I like to have going on is an Old Testament book, a New Testament book, and a topical series. Well, right now we have two of the three going on. Our New Testament book is the book of Acts that we've been traveling through together. Our Old Testament book, I'm praying about a specific book right now, and the Lord, I think, is confirming it in my heart. I'm not going to tell you that, though, until I've got it confirmed. And our topical series is this series on sound doctrine. This is our topical series. And we are currently under the study now on the doctrine, sound doctrine concerning God, the doctrine of God. And I remind you that once I'm completely done with this doctrine, I'll make my notes available to you. And I am starting tonight on page 44 of my notes, okay? These are tight notes, so it tells you how much we've already gone through in studying the doctrine of God. By the way, no matter what we study, we'll never get it all taught. It's inexhaustible. There's no question about that. God is like His Word, and His Word is God. It's the same. How many preachers down through the years have preached out of this book? And it's still, we've only scratched the surface. It's the same way with God Himself. All we're doing is survey work. That's all we're doing. And the last time we were here, we finished on major thought number one, which is the nature of God. And we ended that with a detailed study on He is a Trinity. And we just finished preaching on the doctrine of the Holy Ghost of God. That's all under the nature of God. Tonight we move to Roman numeral 2. And that is, we move to the names of God. We've studied the nature of God. Now we look at the names of God. We will only get started, okay? Let's pray together. Father, would you bless this now? Speak to our hearts as we've come to this time around the Word of God. And would you help us to understand what you're saying? And would you fill us with the power of God tonight? Be with the Cadets for Christ that are meeting now. Would you bless Brother John as he leads that program? And would you teach those children the wonderful Word of God? And would you teach us about yourself tonight in Jesus' name? Amen. Now, as we begin this study on the names of God under the doctrine of God here, we do well to remember that in Bible language, in Bible times, Bible language, Bible culture, names were associated with the character of the person that was named. For instance, Barnabas, as he's known, his name means the son of consolation or the son of encouragement. And as we've been studying Barnabas, is that not exactly who he was? I mean, he was just an encourager. He encouraged Paul. He encouraged new converts. He encouraged Mark. He was somebody who just consoled people, comforted people, and therefore his name was Barnabas. His name reflected his character is what I'm saying. You know, it's no different with the name of God. What I mean by this is his name, which is associated with many names, plural, it stands for his nature. It stands for his character, his being. In other words, all God is, all God does, and all God says is included in His wonderful name. You know, Mrs. Lashley, she did a series on the names of God. Some of you may remember, I have that series, so I'm going to be quoting her often throughout this year. She said it this way, and I like this. She said, what the telescope is to the scientist, the name of God is to his children. In other words, what's far off, but with a telescope, it brings a little bit further where you can see more details. That's what the names of God are to the children of God. He's God, but as you look at his names, you see his individual parts. It's a beautiful study that we're getting ready to embark on here. You know, she also said this, and I quote, they all, talking about the names, they all serve as windows through which we behold new and different views of His infinite glory. You know, it's been said that there are more than 300 names for God in the Bible. Did you know that? More than 300. Now, we're not going to study all 300, okay, friends?
all we're going to do is just study just some select few, well, a little bit more than few, but just select names. But it's been said that there are more than 300 names of God in the Bible. Each one of these names is a revelation of a unique aspect of His infinite nature. It takes a multitude. Now get this. There's over 300 names in the Bible. You know what this tells us? It takes a multitude of names to even begin to see who He is. Just to begin. Again, Mrs. Lashley, can you tell? She's affecting my study here a little bit. That's a good thing. She said, and I quote, "God meets our needs not by giving us formulas, rules, and procedures to follow, but by giving us fresh knowledge of Himself." You know, these names that we're going to be studying, along with hundreds more, show a glimpse of His majesty, His wonder, His amazement of His holy name. Now we need to get, wouldn't you agree with this, we need to get a fresh glimpse of the name of Almighty God. You may tell you why there's so little fear of God, because there's so little knowledge of God. Somebody who truly knows God will fear God. Somebody who truly knows God will worship God. Somebody who truly knows God will serve God. You see where I'm going? So the reason there's so little of these things is because there's so little knowledge of who God is. May I remind you that He is the one whom the seraphims, when they fly around, He's the one that they cry out in Isaiah 6:3, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The earth, the whole earth is full of His glory." This is just means of introduction here, okay? I'm heading towards name number one, which is as far as we're going to get tonight. But this is all means of introduction. When we think of the names of God, His name, which is really a multitude of things, let me say this to you, just means of introduction. His name is glorious. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 58 says, "If thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God." His name, the Bible says, is glorious. The Bible teaches us that His name is precious. And His name is given to His people for a great refuge and for a great help in time of need. Now listen to this. Proverbs 18:10 says, "The name of the Lord," the name of the Lord, "is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe." Psalm 124, verse 8, our help. Let me ask you a question. You ever needed help? If you say no, you got problems, okay? The Bible says our help, get this, is in the name of the Lord. Did you hear that? Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. The Bible teaches that His name is holy and His name is reverend. The Bible teaches this in Psalm 111, verse 9. "He sent redemption unto His people. He hath commanded His covenant forever. Holy and reverend is His name." The Bible teaches that His name is above every name. Talking specifically the name Jesus here. In Philippians 2, 9 and 10, it says, "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted Him and given Him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth." This is just introduction now. Stay with me. His name is to be praised. The Bible teaches in Psalm 135, verse 3, "Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto His name, for it is pleasant." The Bible says in Psalm 113:3, "From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised." God desires His name to be praised. His name is to be blessed. The Bible teaches this in Psalm 100, verse 4, "Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name." The Bible teaches that His name is to be glorified. Psalm 115, verse 1, "Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory." The Bible teaches in Psalm 29, 2, "Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name." Psalm 34, 3, "O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together." He wants his name glorified, exalted, praised, blessed. His name is to be feared. The Bible teaches in Psalm 86, 11, "Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth until my heart, unite my heart to fear thy name." God's name needs to be feared. You understand, his name is to be given thanks. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name." Do you understand that his name, the Bible says, endures forever? The Bible teaches this in Psalm 135, verse 13. "Thy name, O Lord, endureth forever." The Bible teaches, this is all introduction now, stay with me now. The Bible teaches his name brings joy. It brings joy to us. Psalm 33, 21, "For our hearts shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name." You understand that his name leads to trust. Let me say that again. His name leads us to trust him. The Bible teaches this in Psalm 9, verse 10. Listen to this. "And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee." Psalm 20, verse 7. "Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God." May I say this to you? Just in that introduction, wow. I mean, what in the world? I mean, here it is, the name of God. And we're just going to start looking at some of his different names within his name. He's God. What does that mean? He's showing us different aspects of him, different angles to who he is, his character, what he does, what he doesn't do, what you can trust him for. May I say this to you? When we understand his name, we have no problem trusting him. None. That's what these verses teach. That when we trust when we know his name, we trust in him. Now, with this being the case, I'm going to begin now with some of the many names of God. Now, I'm only going to get to one of them tonight. And as we consider these different names, let us realize that he is all we need. He is. It's not we need God and. No. We need God only. That's it. His names reveal this to us. Now let this bless your heart. I mean, even this opening name, what a name. Here it is. It's found in Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, here it is, first name, God. Now you say, Jody, what name is that? When you look up the original language, it is the name Elohim. E-L-O-H-I-M, Elohim, that's who it is. This is God Elohim. Now, you say, what is this particular name? Now, folks, I'm just telling you, I'm getting excited about this study already here because it just teaches us, who is my God? Hey, do you know God tonight? Amen? Then this is him. This is only one aspect of him, okay? This is not all him. This is just one part of him. One name. Here we go. Elohim. What is that? Now get this. It's used here in Genesis 1:1. This name occurs over 2,500 times in the Old Testament alone. Elohim, Elohim, Elohim. It's a combination of two words. It's a combination of the word El, E-L. And it's a combination of the word Allah, A-L-A-H. Not Allah, the Muslim God, okay? Here we go. The word El, because when you put El and Allah together, it means Elohim, here it is. The word El signifies supreme power. Now stay with me here. It means supreme sovereignty. And it means supreme glory is what it means. You look at the word Allah, which is part of this name. It signifies, now listen to this. It signifies a covenant relationship which He is ever faithful to keep. That's what it means. That means that the all-powerful, supreme powerful, sovereign God, when He says, I will, He will. That's what this name means. Amen. I mean, good night, friends. If He's not that, how do you know you're going to heaven? If He's not that, how do you know He can help you with your problems? Here's the point I'm trying to get to here. This name shows the greatness and the glory of God. He is mighty and He is strong with creative and governing power who always keeps His covenants with man. It's used to describe Him. In other words, when you go to these verses, it's used to describe Him as God of the whole earth. Guess who? What name that is? God of the whole earth. That's Elohim. He's Elohim of the whole earth. He's God of the whole earth. Isaiah 54 verse 5. That same name is God of all flesh in Jeremiah 32, 27. That's Elohim. That same name is God of heaven in Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 4. And that same name is God of gods and Lord of lords in Deuteronomy 10, verse 17. In other words, Elohim is God of the whole earth, God of all flesh, God of heaven. And just in case you wonder, He's God of gods and Lord of lords. That's who He is. That's Elohim. He is Elohim who created all things. Genesis 1:1 right here. In the beginning, Elohim, God, created the heaven and the earth. Isaiah 45 verse 18. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God Himself. Guess what name that is? Elohim. Elohim Himself, get this, that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord and there is none else. That's Elohim. Jonah 1 verse 9. And He said unto them, I am an Hebrew and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, Elohim, which hath made the sea and the dry land. You know what one man said here? When God first introduced Himself to us in Genesis 1:1, He used the name which shows He is indeed strong enough to create the heavens and earth and is therefore worthy of our reverence. This name shows us He is the Almighty Creator who controls the entire universe. And since that's the case, certainly He has the power to help us with our problems. And certainly He has the power to help us in our needs, no matter what they may be. One person said it this way, there is nothing too hard for the God of creation. Look here, please. If He created, now I'm saying if, not as if I'm doubting, you understand. It's an if, a surety. If He created all that we see with the words of His mouth, He spoke the worlds into existence. He formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into him the breath of life, and man became a living soul. If God can do that, God can help me with my problems. Now that's how you apply this name, okay? He is so powerful that He created it all. That's Elohim. And He's the God who's in control. He's the God who created it. He's the God who keeps His promises. That's Elohim. And if you know Him, He can help you. I don't care what you're going through. Now, this is Elohim. Jeremiah 32, 17 and 27. Ah, Lord God, behold, Thou hast made the heaven and the earth by Thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for Thee. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? The Bible teaches in Isaiah 40, verses 26 to 31, Elohim, He's got enough power to take care of it all. Here it is. Lift up your eyes on high, and behold who hath created these things, that bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might. For that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There's no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Question: what obstacle are you up against tonight? I'm saying, what circumstance is going on in your life that seems hopeless? Helpless, beyond any help at all. Now, no doubt in a crowd, this somebody has carried something like that in here tonight. Somebody's coming here and think it's over with. It's beyond repair. There's nothing. This is too far gone. Not with Elohim. Elohim is the creator God. He has supreme power, supreme authority, supreme sovereignty, and he keeps everything he said he's going to do. He created heaven, he created earth, he created man, he created the animals, he spoke these things into existence, formed man with his own hands, and that God is your God, and there's nothing too hard for him to do in your life. Nothing. Nothing. Now, remember that one of the many names of God. Now, again, what are these names? Like a telescope that just shows us a little bit more of the details. That's all they are. We're still not going to, all we're doing is scratching the surface. And all we're looking is at the first just small part of him. Who is God? Well, one aspect of him, he's Elohim. It's like the ingredients in a pie or a cake or something like that. The whole thing's great, isn't it? It takes individual ingredients. All we're doing with the names is showing the ingredients of him. Can I put it that way? Just the parts of him. Who is he? Who is God? He's Elohim. He's the one who has supreme power and glory. He's the one who created all things. He's the one who is faithful to keep his promises. There is nothing too hard for him. Nothing. Nothing. It doesn't matter what it is. Physical, financial, mental, spiritual, emotional. It doesn't matter if it's national, worldwide, individual, family, makes no difference. I'm talking about a struggling marriage, a struggling home, somebody struggling with alcohol, struggling with drugs. It makes no difference what it is. Elohim is big enough. That's Elohim. That's Elohim. That's name number one. And I'm telling you one thing, that's just whetting my appetite. That's just name number one. There's over 300 of them in the Word of God. And that's number one. God willing, Sunday night, God willing now, Sunday night, God willing, we're going to look at name number two. You know what that name we're going to look at is? And I don't know. I don't think I'm going to get through it Sunday night. It's the name Jehovah. Who is that? What does that mean? What does that name teach us about God? I mean, this name teaches us he's the creator. He's supreme in power. He's supreme in glory. He's supreme in I'm talking about sovereignty. He controls it all. He created it all. He's got the power to do it, and he keeps his word. You glad he keeps his word tonight? Say amen. That's Elohim. That's also Jehovah. And I'm telling you, there's so many names under that name. There's so many combination names under Jehovah. I'm just whetting your appetite a little bit here for Sunday night. Jehovah. We're going to find out what that means. Who is that? What's that teaching about God? But then throughout the Word of God, there's so many combination names. Jehovah Shalom. Jehovah Rissi. I mean, folks, listen to me. It's going to bless you. Listen, I hope it blesses you. Because this who we're studying is the God who lives inside of you if you're saved. The God who lives in you. Who is He? Number one, He's Elohim. Can you say that with me? Elohim. That means He is strong enough. Amen. You glad He's strong enough? What in the world would happen if God said, sorry, I can't help you with that. That's beyond my power. You know, sometimes a preacher has to tell somebody, that's beyond me. I need to recommend you to this person or this person. God will never recommend you to anybody. And whatever you bring, I don't care how big it is. That's also the other way. He's not so strong that the little things don't matter to Him either. Amen. But it doesn't matter how big it is. That's Elohim you're going to. He can take care of it. I mean, that's a blessing. That's a blessing. That is a blessing tonight. Elohim. I hope it's burned in your conscience tonight. Elohim. Elohim. Who is He? He's my God. Amen tonight. Aren't you glad you know Elohim? Aren't you glad Elohim knows you? Glory to God, friends. This is where it's at. Now get this. I'm about done. You know that means nothing. I've already proven that. But if we just get a hold of that name, we'll trust Him. Amen or not? If we just get a hold of that name right there, it'll cause us to, what am I so worried about? God has it all under control. That's Elohim. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm so excited about this, I can't hardly stand myself. Thinking about, that's my God. He's mine. I'm His. He lives in me. And we learned tonight that He is strong enough. And what He said, He will always do. That's Elohim. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Father, would You bless this now? Help us to understand this. Pray for Your will to be done. Pray for Your name to be praised. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. In just a moment, she's just going to begin to play through softly. Here we are in the middle of the week. And there's no doubt that somebody walked in here tonight and you have a heavy heart. You're saved, you know it. By the way, if you're not saved, or you don't even know what I'm talking about, the altar's always open for you to come. Let us take a Bible, share the gospel with you, and point you to Jesus Christ. If just in case there's somebody here that does not know the Lord, you can before you leave. Tonight the Lord is really leading my attention to what is it? What is it that you need help with? Be honest. Have you say, Jody, there's a specific area in my life. There's something, it could even be a good thing. It could be a good thing. This doesn't mean it's bad. It could be a good thing. But there's something in your life and you say, I recognize I need help. I recognize it. I know I do. I need help with fill in the blank. Have you know you need help with something like that? Would you raise your hand? Be honest with that. You say, boy, I know there's something I need help with. Okay, good. You can put your hands down. This name tonight is for you. No matter what you raised your hand for, no matter what it is, Elohim's the answer. Elohim's the one that can take care of it. You ever been around somebody that says, I'm beyond help? There's no help for me. There's no help for that. It's beyond repair. that person has lost sight of Elohim. I didn't say there's not difficulties, but I said there's nothing too hard for God. That's Elohim. That's Elohim. Maybe tonight you just want to come and give it to Jesus. You know, sometimes all he's waiting on is for you to take your hands off. Put it in his lap. Put it at his feet. And say, God, I've tried long enough. I'm done. I'm coming to you, Elohim. I'm coming to you, Almighty God, the God of all strength, power. And I trust you. I want to pray with you, and if God wants you to come, I want you to do it. Talking to Elohim himself. Isn't that a blessing tonight? Father, would you help us now to respond? May you be pleased with us in Jesus' name. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Who'll be first to get out of their seat and come and say, boy, I tell you, I need Elohim. I need Elohim. I need him to help me with and fill in the blank. This is it. This is it. Elohim's there for you. If you are his and he is yours, he's there for you. He lives in you in the person of the Holy Spirit of God. And he's big enough. He's strong enough. He's powerful enough. This is it. What a name. Amen tonight. What a name. What a name. This is just number one. You can look this way. This is our night to stay in the auditorium together. If you'll take out